Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, Dr. Ralph Martin, and we're talking about the coming judgment. Are we ready? It's a new book that Ralph has just written, an outstanding book. I read it. I love it. It's only 200 pages or so, very readable, and it's just got incredibly important information for each and every one of us. It really, really, really matters. And if you want to get a copy of the book, you can get it at our website at renewalministries.net. And while you're there, why don't you take some time to browse our website? There's a lot of good stuff there, radio programs, television programs, our YouTube channel, a lot of free written material that'll help you in your journey with the Lord as well. And if you're there, you can also take a minute. If these programs have been a blessing to you or the work of Ralph Martin has been a blessing to you, you can offer a donation. That would be very helpful as we continue to extend that mission all over the world. So welcome back, Ralph.
Well, thank you, Peter. And I am excited about these topics. As you I've been concerned about them for many years. At yesterday's program, we talked a little bit about the endorsement from Archbishop Fisher from Sydney, Australia. I would like to share a few more of the endorsements because sometimes people say, gee, Ralph is saying some pretty extreme things here. He's saying some pretty radical things here. Does anybody really back him up on this? Are there any really solid leaders and scholars that agree with him? And I'm really happy to report that I'm just thrilled with the endorsements for the book because people really stood up and said, I want to stand with you, Ralph. These things need to be spoken. Now, Archbishop Fisher, whom you mentioned last time, is the Archbishop of Sydney, Australia. He's a Dominican theologian. He's probably the most well-known Archbishop theologian in the church. He was just invited to give a retreat to all the American bishops just a few years ago. He's highly esteemed. He's written books on theology. And I was in Australia a couple of years ago. One of the students in our STL program at the seminary at that time was from Australia. And I said, I'd really like to meet the Archbishop. I've really read his stuff, and I really appreciate it. And he said, sure, I'll contact his secretary. So the Archbishop invited us to dinner. So I walked into the Archbishop's palace, and he came in with two of my books in his hand. One was The Fulfilling All Desire. The other one is The Church in Crisis, Pathways Forward. He said, Dr. Martin, I've been reading your stuff for a long time, and I really agree with what you're doing. So I felt like, great, praise the Lord.
We're going to have a fun dinner.
Right? Yeah, we're going to have a fun dinner. Yes, it's not going to be awkward at all. And we really did, and we talked about so many different issues affecting the church. We were so much on the same page. So when it came time to talk about who could support this book, I thought of him and I asked him. He said he'd be happy to do it. And then, Peter, as you know, we also decided we needed a board of international Episcopal bishop kind of consultants, advisors, and he agreed to be one of our advisors. So I'm just really thrilled about his support for not only the book, but our ministry as Renewal Ministries. Mm-hmm. Now, another one that I'm really excited about is Father Thomas Joseph White, who's the rector of the Angelicum University in Rome, which is one of the three or four top pontifical universities. They grant doctorates and other degrees, and I actually got my doctorate in theology from the Angelicum in Rome. And he doesn't normally do endorsements, but I know he really liked what I was doing at Sacred Heart Seminary and was disappointed when that came to an end. And this is what he said. He said, this work functions as an excellent primer on the last things, the judgment that awaits us all at death, the hope of heaven, and the need to avoid eternal separation from God. Isn't it great that the rector of the Angelicum believes these things and cares about these things? It's really wonderful. The coming judgment is an excellent resource for seminarians, priests, and lay evangelists. It is simultaneously a work for fundamental formation in eschatology and a guide in spiritual theology. So I'm kind of excited by that. Not only that, but the head of the director of the Institute of Spirituality at the Angelicum also did an endorsement. This impressive synthesis of theology and spiritual reflection helps us to remember the end of all things and the judgment of God that will decide our eternal state. Countering the trend of these days so focused on the here and now of passing things, Martin's book will help many souls keep Christ as the center of their hearts forever. Well, I'm not going to go, but maybe in future programs, sure. Maybe days coming, I'll read a few more endorsements.
Yeah, we've got a few more days this week. That'd be good, actually.
I'm really impressed with
Me too.
With people stepping up and really willing to stand with him on these things. I'm going to read something from John Paul II now, as we referred to it in the last program. This is what John Paul II, St. John Paul II said, "Nor can the Church omit, without serious mutilation of her essential message, a constant catechesis on what the traditional Christian language calls the four last things of man, death, judgment, universal in particular, hell and heaven. In a culture which tends to imprison man in the earthly life, at which he is more or less successful, the pastors of the Church are asked to provide a catechesis which will reveal and illustrate with the certainties of faith what comes after the present life, beyond the mysterious gates of death, an eternity of joy in communion with God, or the punishment of separation from him. Only in this eschatological vision can one realize the exact nature of sin and feel decisively moved to penance and reconciliation." I don't think very many people have actually responded to that. I think, like I've told you in yesterday's program, I don't think I've ever heard a sermon on these things. And probably some people somewhere have, but I'm just speaking about my own experience, and I've been in a lot of different parishes. And John Paul II is saying there should be constant teaching on these topics, constantly keeping before us that life is short and there's only two destinations. There's an eternity of joy with God in heaven, or eternal or of loss and separation from him forever in hell. I am troubled by the silence on these issues, as I already said. I'm just going to read one more quote. I'm not going to spend the whole program reading quotes.
Feel free to, whatever you aspire to do, it's fine with me.
Listen to this from the rector of the major seminary in the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., Dr. Carter Griffin. He's a well-respected rector. The seminary's doing well. He's published books with the same publisher, Emmaus Road Publication. And when I read this in one of his books, I almost fell over. "I am increasingly convinced that hell is the linchpin of faith."
Yeah, that's rare. Wow.
Yeah. I know that sounds strange. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But let me explain. Certainly, our faith is primarily about going to heaven and not just avoiding hell. It's about loving God, not just hating sin. It's about genuine joy, not just avoiding sadness. Nevertheless, the widespread denial of hell has undermined the very foundation of our faith, which is the incarnation. Jesus is called Savior because he saves us from something. What do you think about that, Peter? If we don't need saving, then we don't need a Savior. No belief in hell, no need for Jesus. It's as simple as that. Moreover, hell is not just a distant or theoretical possibility. Jesus would not have warned us so frequently about it if it posed little real danger to us. Hell is real, and you and I can go there. Whoa. Hell intensifies above all the urgency of our preaching. It's true that we should not preach about hell all the time, but we should preach about it at least some of the time.
Yeah.
And I think he puts his finger there on something about urgency. There's so much talk about evangelization, about renewal, but there's not a lot of urgency to it. It kind of gets carried out with a bureaucratic spirit. Well, let's start a new program here. Maybe this will work. Let's do that. But there's very little fire to it. There's very little people engaged in it who are on fire, knowing that the eternal destiny of souls are at stake. And quite honestly, Peter, the thing that drives my whole life and everything I've been doing since I was converted is I want to do everything I possibly can that people go to heaven rather than hell. I don't speak about hell that much. I speak about it periodically. If I give four talks, well, I won't get into what proportion, but there's an urgency to what I'm teaching, preaching, what I write about in books, because I want people to wake up to what's going to await them in eternity. I want people to be saved rather than to be lost. And if you don't have that perspective that there's that Christianity is not a game, that there's really something at stake, you're not going to have the urgency. You're not going to have the fire.
thinking of Peter on the day of Pentecost or some of the Acts preaching. They'll say, flee the wrath to come, or flee this crooked generation.
Yeah.
And he's speaking from an optic of revelation. He sees the reality of what the condition of the earth is and what human destiny is there and the battle that we're fighting against the world of flesh and the devil. And they preach it very clearly. And it's part of what gets people to respond.
Yeah.
Because they're speaking with urgency about really high stakes.
Yeah.
And
you're really in danger. You really need to do something about it.
Yeah, yeah. And the Spirit of God brings conviction to their heart, just like it says in Acts 2.
Yeah.
Conviction comes, and what shall we do then? What shall we do? Because there was a conviction that was clear about the Holy Spirit comes and convicts our hearts about the reality of sin in our own lives.
Yeah.
And it's not condemning hatred or something like
that, or big disappointment
from God. God's just saying he's turning the light on about the reality that's in us, and he wants to free us from it. And he also says, you're living in a world that's fallen, and I need to free you from that. So make a decision, make a break. The preaching is how people come in contact with those realities.
Yeah, yeah. How does faith come? It comes by hearing. How does hearing come? It comes by the Word of God being spoken, and not just spoken in a, here's an interesting thought to consider. Jesus gave us some food for thought, but this is the Word of God.
And Ralph, not giving people the space, people in congregations have the space to say, well, I don't really like that. My Jesus doesn't talk that way.
Yeah.
Or my Jesus isn't like that.
Yeah.
There's a kind of weird thing like that that's all around in different places of the church.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to pay attention to those things because that's not a Jesus. That's not my Jesus kind of thing.
I don't feel affirmed by that.
Right. Or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, right.
And say, no, this is the real Jesus speaking the real words of love and truth.
Yeah. No, that's really true. It makes me think about our friend Bishop Scott McCaig, and both been with him when he's been speaking, and he gives this talk about the real Jesus, which is really, really good. And then he uses an example. He says, he's a Canadian. He says, us Canadians like our house cats. You know, they're really very consoling to us. You know, when we're feeling anxious or depressed, we'll just kind of pet our house cat and we'll feel better. He says, a lot of us relate to Jesus like that. When we're anxious or depressed or when we're sick, we'll look for consolation in Jesus. But then he says, I hate to tell you, but Jesus is not a house cat. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Jesus is roaring a message of repentance and salvation and change your life and repent of your sin and be saved. And that hurts sometimes because the Word of God is like a two-edged sword, right? It cuts. I think of chapter 2 here about Jesus, a sign of contradiction. It says, how can we ignore how John the Baptist introduces Jesus to the world? He's the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world. He's also the one who will baptize in the Holy Spirit. And then in Matthew chapter 3, his winnowing fan is already in his hand. He's already sifting out the grain from the chaff. And the chaff will burn with unquenchable fire. We say, well, that's John the Baptist's interpretation of Jesus. Well, we got to continue this, Peter, because there's so much more.
Yeah, no, it's good. Let's pick that up tomorrow because I think it's the kind of a starting point of a broader conversation that we can have. And friends, if you would like a copy, and I'd strongly encourage you to get it, of The Coming Judgment, you can find it at renewalministries.net. You can find it on Amazon. It's very easy to get. Great gift for people. And again, it's only 200 pages long, and it's very readable, very inspiring. And I guarantee you won't be discouraged. You'll be lifted up by the content. God bless you. Hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.